Over the weekend, Carper spoke to more than 35 state governors at the National Governors Association's summer meeting. He says many members of the Trump administration spoke out in favor of the bill at the meeting, hoping to gain support.
The administration sent Mike Pence, the vice president. They sent the Secretary of Health and Human Services. They sent the OMB director. They sent the woman who's in charge of Medicare and Medicaid to pitch the administration's point of view against me. And at the end of the day, I think we got the better of it on our side.
Now that the GOP bill won't have enough votes to pass, Carper is urging Republicans and Democrats to work together to fix parts of the Affordable Care Act that aren't working instead of repealing it altogether. Delaware's junior Senator Chris Coons also wants a bipartisan solution to address ACA issues and move forward. Republicans would need 51 votes to repeal Obamacare. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.